recently said about his team, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. From Edwards said that they don't have strength on either side of the ball.
Yeah.
I know that you will take every opponent seriously, but it's hard not to have everybody in that locker room, at least if you guys relax, saying, you know, we're really not playing a very good football team.
You know, I mean, we're kind of a young team, so, I mean, we're not going to overlook anybody. We know that each and every week's a battle, you know. They have talent like every other NFL team. And you look at the record, I mean, when you play in Arrowhead, I mean, it's a tough battle. So we're not overlooking this one at all.
Kind of grimaced when they told you what Carl Peterson said.
Yeah. I mean, you're the head of the organization. I would think you'd say positive things, but, hey. He runs the show over there, not me.
Jay, regardless of what kind of team you guys have or they have, what makes it so tough to play out there?
You know, I think it's just a lot to do with the rivalry. I mean, been playing there for a long time. It's a tough stadium. It's one of the loudest in the league. They just play good defense against us, you know. They always have a good scheme. They always come ready to play. And like I said, I mean, every NFL team out there has talent. I mean, every team can win each and every week. You can lose to anybody. So it's we got our hands full, definitely.
How do you react when people talk about you being a lucky team?
It's fine. We can keep being lucky. It's fine with me.
Are you a lucky team?
What's your guy? You guys want to say we're lucky, so that's sure. We'll be lucky. We're lucky. We're 3-0. That's cool.
Jay, is it hard for Bandy guy to wear an orange uniform?
You know, it is. I had to get used to orange, especially orange hats. Yeah, Bandy's 4-0, you know. I think we're, 21 right now? Coaches over there are great. They're doing a great job. Talent's got better and better each and every year. So I'm happy for him. You know, I talk to Coach Kaiser every week, and I'm thrilled for him. Hopefully he can keep it going.
You guys kind of looking at your jobs, looking at their defense, knowing they've been exposed
quite a
bit this year.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had some tough games. Some stuff looks good. Banged up a little bit. I don't know if Donnie's going to play this week. Young corner. But they'll have a good game plan against us. I mean, we're not for sure what they're going to come out and play. If they're going to zone us up, if they're going to play man and blitz us, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Y'all concerned that you guys might let down a little bit coming up too?
Yeah, you always have to be concerned, you know. I'm kind of glad we're on the road this week. Get away from Mile High a little bit. You get on the road and, you know, it's just kind of us guys out there battling against them. So letdown's always possible, especially, you know, the two emotional wins we've had these past week. I mean, kind of up and down. But like I said, we've got a good group of guys, and I'm sure they'll be ready.
What does it mean to be without Tom Dalen
for the rest of the year? It's weird. I mean, I was just talking to him in the meeting, asking him what's he going to do today, you know, because for the past 14, 15, 16 years, whatever, you know, Wednesdays, he's always been here. So, Tommy's, he'll be around, you know. It's going to be tough for him to stay away. One of the leaders on the offense, one of the leaders in the offensive meeting rooms, especially the O-line. So it's going to be tough. I mean, I think one of our best pickups in the offseason was getting Casey. I mean, he steps right in, doesn't miss a beat. Leader on the offensive line, you know, so he's been great.
Jay, what in your mind characterizes a great center, somebody who really knows what he's doing, or just a run-of-the-mill guy?
You know, it's a tough position. It's you don't really get a lot of love over in the center, you know. You only when you mess up, kind of left tackle gets a lot of the attention. But I've got to have a great relationship with the center, you know, because we communicate a lot. We've got to be on the same page. Me and Casey are still battling through some stuff, I mean, communication-wise. But he's been phenomenal this year. I mean, we're lucky to have him, really.
Are you starting to get comfortable with him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, since day one, I've been comfortable. But, I mean, it's just stuff happens in the game, and he's from a different system, and it's loud out there, and sometimes we're not clicking. But, I mean, we work through it. I mean, he's great on the sideline talking to him. Hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what we want to do, and he steps right in. So it's been good.
How much does it help when you lose a guy like Thomas? You've got a guy, you know, like Casey, that's been through a lot of battles for a lot of years.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he's seen it all, you know, and he knows all about AFC West and what the Broncos are about and the teams that we play. knows everything about schemes. I mean, it's really like we never lost Tom. You know, he steps right in there and it's Tom all over again. So it's been great.
Jay, the other night, I think on your show, you mentioned, you know, Saints punter Steve Weatherford.
Yeah.
Giving some grief about the watch.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
He hasn't texted me back yet. So I'm still waiting to hear what he says about that. He wasn't wearing it during pregame when I talked to him, so I guess he puts it on for the game. Maybe his wife gets mad if she doesn't see the ring. I don't know.
What are the differences between Tom and Casey?
Not a lot. Tom's a little grumpier, maybe. You know, physically, they're about the same, you know. I mean, they're not huge guys. Do a great job. Locker room, they're pretty much the same. They don't really say a lot. Casey doesn't say a lot unless he needs to talk to somebody. Both great leaders, you know. They go out there and do their job, and people look up to them. So, I mean, we haven't lost a step with Casey in there.
As a guy who appreciates the history of this franchise, something special that you had a chance to play with Rod, and now
yeah.
Tom's the last link to the Super Bowl years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know. I mean, he walked out today, I mean, and when he'll be back, we're not really for sure, you know. So playing with Rod, I mean, that's obviously something special. And then for him to come back and be around sometimes, it always helps out. So Tommy and Rod, you know, I mean, they're the two class acts. I mean, that's when you look back and you look at this franchise, I mean, those are guys that did the right way. I mean, they're pros in every sense of the word.
Anything else? Nice, Jay.